The Public News Service Daily Newscast for January the 21st, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. The Joe Biden presidency now underway following chaotic attempts to overturn that victory. A Minnesota group is warning despite the transition, there are state-level efforts continuing to undermine voter access amid discredited claims.
Polls indicate many Republicans still don't acknowledge Biden's win after former President Donald Trump repeatedly claimed the election was stolen. Michelle Witte of the Nonpartisan League of Women Voters of Minnesota says it's troubling that some GOP lawmakers still are floating that rhetoric. She adds it's concerning that after many voters were able to cast their ballots by mail during a pandemic, bills are getting introduced that she says would restrict access.
The voters in Minnesota turned down a constitutional amendment to have voter ID in 2012. They turned that down. So on what basis do we have to move forward to undo a problem we don't have?
Witte is referring to a bill introduced this session by Senate Republicans to make another attempt at a voter ID law for Minnesota. Republicans calling for changes say they're responding to concerns from constituents. They also were at odds over last year's temporary lifting of a witness signature requirement for absentee ballots. I'm Mike Moen.
President Joe Biden Wednesday signed three executive orders as he set about to overturn several key directives of Donald Trump in his first hours working from the Oval Office, that from the New York Post. They report Biden signed orders rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, promoting racial equity in health care and other areas, and requiring anti-COVID-19 masks be worn in federal buildings. The Post notes Biden said former President Trump left him a very generous letter, despite skipping the inauguration for a Wednesday morning flight to Florida. And as the new administration begins its work, faith leaders say there's an opportunity for religious communities to tamper down on extremism and work towards peace and unity.
Many supporters at the Capitol insurrection appeared to be fueled by religious fervor, displaying signs with Christian imagery. Some were participants in the Jericho March, a gathering of Christians rallying for election integrity. And some shouted slogans that appeared to equate former President Donald Trump with Jesus. Jennifer Copeland of the North Carolina Council of Churches explains that extremist views of Christianity have existed since the country's founding. But she notes there have always been Christians who have fought for democracy and social justice.
They were always Christians who stood up in the face of demagogues. And we're going to make a difference the same way we always have. We're going to be faithful to the call of Scripture to love God and love neighbor.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
This is PNS. Doctors warn that delaying cancer screenings and preventative health care while sheltering in place during the pandemic could lead to serious health consequences later.
Data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows that more than 3.7 million New Yorkers said they have delayed medical care because of the pandemic. According to Dr. Stephen Angelo with United Healthcare, Medicare, and Retirement in New York, delaying or foregoing care such as routine cancer screenings and annual physicals can increase the incidence of preventable and treatable illness.
The National Cancer Institute predicted earlier this year that delayed screenings could lead to 10,000 additional deaths from breast and colorectal cancer alone over the next decade.
He says patients should feel confident that doctors' offices are taking additional precautions to keep them safe and prevent the spread of infection during the pandemic. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
And groups that advocate for the rights of people in prison are criticizing the Mills administration for refusing to include incarcerated Mainers in Phase 1B of the vaccine rollout. That starts in February.
That's when older Mainers and those with underlying health conditions, such as diabetes and chronic lung or heart conditions, get the vaccine. But if someone is in prison, even if they're older than 70 or have underlying conditions, they likely won't get the vaccine until the second phase. Governor Janet Mills has said the logistics aren't feasible. Joseph Jackson, with the Maine Prisoner Advocacy Coalition, says he's disappointed at the lack of care being shown to Mainers in prison.
We still have to remember that the people who are incarcerated are still citizens, and they fall into more categories than simply being incarcerated.
Corrections staff are included in Phase 1B, along with other frontline essential workers such as teachers and school staff, public transit employees, and grocery store and food industry workers. For Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke.
Finally, our Eric Gladys tells us the Wyoming Wildlife Task Force ready to get to work with 18 newly appointed members that include landowners, sportsmen, women, conservationists, legislators, and government leaders from across that state.
Their charge is to present recommendations that will be used to support policy decisions on Wyoming's wildlife resources. Wyoming Game and Fish Commissioner President Pete Duby is chairing the effort and promises that the task force's work will be transparent and open to the public.
It's not a closed-door process. The public is welcome to attend, if it's through Zoom, to provide comments. Just because you're not on the task force doesn't mean you don't have any input.
One main focus will be determining how hunting licenses for big game will be distributed and what fee adjustments might be needed.
Due to COVID-19 safety concerns, the task force will spend the first several months digging deeper into complex issues, so when the meetings begin in person in Wyoming, all members will be fully up to speed. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on great radio stations across the nation, and online at publicnewsservice.org.